This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I love sending Kim pics because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Funny, mama.
So now that was
it. I was like, I had
to play a song. Too funny, mama.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Too Funny Mamas. I'm Sherry Shepherd.
And I'm Kim Whitley.
Hey, girl. And hey.
Hey, girl. We got different backgrounds. We're back to when we first started the podcast. Look at us.
I know. Mine looks like I'm in jail with a little picture above my head.
Yes.
I'm over here. I'm in Vancouver, Canada, in a hotel room.
Wait, that sounds bad.
Well, you know, it's such a... do you hear the sirens?
Girl, I thought those were in my neighborhood. Oh, that's the sirens at your place. In Canada?
This is crazy. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, what's up? I was immediately like, Sherry, are you in St. Louis?
No, I'm in Canada. Like, what is going on? You know, they probably found somebody who's not wearing the mask. Canada does not play. First of all, as soon as you get off the plane, you have to show the government that you are registered. They require you to stay at a hotel that is government approved by the airport for 3 days. You got to quarantine for 14 days. So for 3 days, you got to quarantine at a hotel. And customs will call the hotel to make sure you're registered. If you're not registered, you got to find a place to stay right there. Then when you get to the hotel, Kim and Chris, you can go outside for fresh air, but you got to get a time slot. And you go to a designated place outside the hotel for 20 minutes. Then you got to go back to your room. You cannot leave your room under any circumstances or you could get arrested. It is so strict. They bring all of your food in like a little plastic
container. Oh, girl, you're used to that. You've been in prison before.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't think of it like this. You always bringing up, like, I wasn't in prison. I was in jail for 8 days. That's a big difference.
Eight days?
Eight days?
That's a lot because she cheat. That's why. She didn't want to pay the tickets. She said, I'm going to pay the time. So her butt stayed in jail for 8 days. You know, crazy.
It wasn't because I was being cheap. I thought because, you know, I was a Jehovah's Witness. So I thought Armageddon, which is the term that the witnesses use, the end of the world was going to come. And I thought Armageddon was going to come. So I didn't pay any of my bills because I thought, why am I going to pay tickets and traffic warrants if the end of the world gonna come? I might as well just buy clothes and have a good time. But Armageddon never came, yet my traffic tickets went up and I had four warrants and my bail was $10,000. I had $10,000 worth of unpaid traffic. Ooh. And they weren't tickets. They were bail amounts because I never showed up in court because my registration was expired. You look cute.
Oh, thank you. You look cute too. I was trying to focus my camera because Chris wants me to have such low light. My camera is struggling.
No, you look good.
I believe, Sherry, what I asked, I don't know, we started this on Mother's Day, probably like a month before that. I think I asked, like, hey, if you're going to record, maybe do it in a room without windows or very few light sources. And Kim picked a room with how many windows?
About five.
It's a lot.
The sunroom, not even.
So it's not
the
only Kim.
Yep, that is so true.
You
that
are in the sunroom. So it's not only the sun. It's you high yellow, so that is like you bright, and the sun hitting you. Oh, wait, I'm brown.
Can you move the mic closer to you? Why does it sound like you're far away? You got the biggest mic I've ever seen. You might as well show it on camera. It's beautiful, beautiful blue mic.
Can you hear me okay?
Way better.
Oh, much
now.
Better. Chris, okay. You didn't want to say nothing. You're the engineer. Jesus. Chris is our engineer, y'all. He didn't notice that she sounded like she was 10 feet away.
You know what? Call me engineer all you want. I'm here for creative management. And if the talent's happy, let's just get the show going.
I was happy before you told me you couldn't hear me.
Lord,
I am. Well, one day we'll finish the jail story, but that was basically the crux of it.
So what happened? So why didn't you want to pay the $10,000? Because the people are going to be mad if you don't finish the story.
Oh, because just I thought Armageddon was going to come. So why pay $10,000 on traffic tickets when the end of the world is coming and I could buy clothes and go out?
So they told you in the Kingdom Hall, they told you that Armageddon was coming in within 8 days?
Well, we thought it was coming in. We thought that the Armageddon was going to come in 1995 or 1985.
Wasn't it 99 when the change of the 2000? It was 1999, I think.
Well, now that was the Y2K. I'm talking about the Y2K. Armageddon with the Jehovah's Witnesses. It was like either 1985 or 1995 that they had thought that Armageddon was going to come, and it never did. So consequently, because I never paid any of my bills, I had $10,000 worth of bail, bench warrants. That's when you don't show up in court. And it was originally because my registration was expired. So it was 2 years expired. I was on my way to the Comedy Store when they pulled me over. And because I had so many, I had two bench warrants in Compton. I had one in Van Nuys. I had one in Long Beach. So I had to, when they put me in jail, for the 8 days, I was in on Martin Luther King weekend. So they took me on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday was Martin Luther King weekend. So Tuesday I had to get transferred in to Sybil Brand, which was the big jail for women in downtown LA. And then each day I had to go to a different court and they chained me up. They would wrap chains around me. And you know that black and white prison bus you always see on the freeway?
Yes.
And you never look. And this is what I want to say to our listeners and our viewers. When you see that prison bus, just wave to the people because you feel so lonely. Everybody drives and they won't look at you. It's like they're intentionally not like you gonna jump off the prison bus and kill them. So nobody.
Oh, I wave all the time, especially just men on there. I wave right on.
Well, I didn't say wave and flash your titties. I'm just saying just wave, kid.
Oh.
Because that's what you do. Nobody would like look at me, and I was in that bus by myself. And it's so funny. The bus took me every day to a different court so that I could see the judge in that jurisdiction. So they would take me early in the morning. So Kim, it's so funny because they would chain the girls up two at a time so that two girls could sit together. And we'd be chained up like we kill people. And I was always the odd man out. So I would get chained up by myself. And I mean, literally, so my arms, so I couldn't move. But behind us, it was a big bus. That all the men sat, and there was a cage that separated the women from the men. And I was always the last one in the last seat, and then it started with the other men. Do you know those men were so nasty? And on one ride, there was a prisoner on that bus, and he kept whispering through the cage, and he kept going this, I'm gonna cut your titties off. I'm gonna eat your toes. I'm gonna cut all your toes. He was nastier than that. Some of the words I cannot say on our podcast, but he was really graphic and nasty about what he was going to do to parts of my body.
I don't know if that's nasty or violent.
The fact
that
you think
that's nasty instead of violent is a problem. That's what concerns me. He was so nasty. He said, I'm going to cut your thing. That is scary.
It was violence mixed with sexual stuff. Like he said he was going to cut off my kitty cat lips and he was going to eat the lips. So that's violent and nasty is what I mean. But he didn't say kitty cat. He said the P word.
Right.
And he said it real slow. Like, I'm going to cut off your kitty cat and I'm going to slice it up and I'm going to eat it and it's going to stick between my teeth. Like he
Ooh,
talked to me.
I couldn't get on that bus. See that I couldn't be me because I turned
you
around.
You couldn't.
You're going to put hot sauce on it.
But that's how it was, like nasty. And you couldn't complain to the prison guards because they would hit the cage with their nightstick and go, shut up. So you couldn't complain. So I had to listen to that for 40 minutes while we drove.
I would have been talking back, and every time they hit it, I'd have said, it's Charles. That's Charles again. You know how he is. Keep it up, Charles. Keep it up.
Kim, this is what they do when you talk back, when you don't do what they tell you to do. Number one, I kept thinking every movie, what if the bus, they hit something and then the cage flies open? Charles is going to make good on what he said to me. So I'm not going to antagonize him.
Oh, I've been messing with Charles. I've been like, Charles, and I got teeth too, Charles, and I'm going to bite off that little sausage of yours, and I'm going to chew it on up.
See, well, then, because you actually meant it, that you actually, that's what you would have done. Me, I wasn't going to do nothing but run. But if you disobeyed the guards, like I was making people laugh in the jail, you know, cheering up everybody's spirits. But I got in trouble with the guards because they told me to shut up. So what they did was they denied me eating. So I didn't get to eat breakfast, lunch, nor dinner. And then when they did let me eat, yeah, they took away my food privilege. Just so when they did let me eat, I had moldy bologna and some like horrible bread. So
you wouldn't shut up?
Yeah, because I wouldn't be quiet because I was trying to make people laugh.
I would have remembered all their names because I'd have been like, you know what? You're going to want some tickets to the show, Robert, Brenda. Yeah, when I get out, I'm coming back. I'm going to perform here and you're not going to eat. How about that?
You know what they would have done? First of all, you would have been.
I hope you listen. Take somebody's food away.
So you talking a lot of stuff. They would have put you in some type of isolation, or they would have put you in a ward where it was more violent people. And then you see how all that shit you talking.
But you couldn't remember their names. So when you got out,
what are you gonna do? You gonna complain? You gonna file a complaint? Kim, you hear about prison corruption all the time. They don't never do nothing. So like little old me, stand-up comic, I'm going to complain against Robert. I was hungry. They took away all my food. There was one lady freaking, it really like, this is a long story. I won't go into it. I used to do 20 minutes on it. Like there was one girl who was trying to, she liked to feel in my hair. And so that one girl cornrowed my hair. And because she couldn't talk to me, because I started crying when she tried to talk to me, because I thought she was a dude. She went and tried to talk to another girl and the girl cursed her out. Do you know, they used to, we slept in double and triple bunks. Do you know, we woke up in the middle of the night, this woman went to that girl and busted her teeth out in the middle of the night. And then they chained us.
Cause the girl made a pass at her?
No, the woman made a pass at the younger girl. Now, when I say girl, she wasn't 14. We were all adults. But when she tried to talk to her, the younger girl was like, F you big ass bit. You know, she cursed her out because she was like, I don't go that way. I don't swing that way. So leave me to blank alone. So when everybody was asleep, the woman got up, went over to where the girl slept and busted her in her mouth, broke her teeth. That's the kind of stuff that happened in there. So they had to handcuff us to the bed while they did all of that. They took the girl out. She had to go to the infirmary. That's why I've never been to jail again. Sometimes you need things to.
Did you say that's why you never been to jail? I've never been to jail and I've never experienced none of that. So that.
That's why you talking all kinds of stuff. Cause you ain't never been in there.
You keeping the stereotypes about the Chicago women alive. Good job, Cher.
Anyway, I just was, I don't know why I brought that up, but Canada is very strict here and they will arrest you. You are not allowed outside. So I'm in my hotel room and I can't leave. I have to have my mask on.
During your quarantine, you can't leave the room.
During my quarantine, yes. Once I go to film the movie, because I'm doing a movie out here in Vancouver, I'm fine. I just have to self-isolate. And you have to check in with the customs every 2 days to let them know your symptoms. Cause they give you a COVID test at the airport and then they give you a COVID kit to take home. So on the 10th day, I got to do another COVID test. But every 2 days I have to check in on this app to let them know if I have any symptoms. If I do not check in, the Canadian police will come to where I'm at to see why I didn't check in. I mean,
Their numbers are low.
Numbers are low. You know, and it's such a trip because out in United States quarantines, it's kind of a quarantine because we start screaming about our rights. You're not going to come checking on me because I got to work. And I think it just shows you how a lot of people are very selfish. Instead of worrying about you're your brother's keeper. And what about the good of everybody? You know, we got so many people who are like, I don't want to wear a mask. I shouldn't have to. That violates my rights. Instead of going, you know, people help everybody. Okay, this conversation is boring. Boring Kim because she's now filing her nails. This is how
it's a great story.
That's like, Sherry, you know how some like talk shows, like there'll be like a ding for the next topic or something. On this one, it's just, you hear
Kim. Yeah, that's
Kim.
What we need. Yeah. We need a ding. Because I could tell, whenever I start getting political, Kim is just like, whatever. So you can stop filing your nails.
It's all good, you know. I've enjoyed it. Where is my other filing? Because, you know, your stories are always, you know, I didn't know you don't do that on, oh, dang, I done broke that. I didn't know you didn't do that on stage anymore. You might need to revisit that story.
No, because if I get an audience member who starts filing her nails, my self-esteem is going to go through the ground.
No,
if you are indicative of my audience, I'm not going to tell the story on stage. And I thought it was very funny. I have very funny jokes.
But you should go back to that. I think that's a good, a lot of, I don't know, only other comedian got stories like that is Lunell.
I know we were talking about our jail stories, but it is nice to be
that's
with you.
That's why y'all friends.
I know I call Lunell up at like 3 a.m. Like we literally talk, because you're not up at 3 a.m. Well, you are now because you do Daily Pop, but you're trying to get ready and prepared for the show. You don't want me calling you at 3, but I can call Lunell at 3 and we'll talk to like 5. Early in the morning because she's up there early. And a lot of times, you know, I can't sleep. So she's a good 3 a.m. You know, I always need a good 3 a.m, buddy, especially when you ain't got no man to help you out. You know?
It's been a long time. I ain't had no man in a minute.
It's been crazy because here I even put out a video blog. I said the two things that I was concerned about being in Canada and in a hotel is that I wouldn't eat crazy and I wouldn't call up ex-boyfriends. You know, the lovers that you did not with. It's been very hard on both fronts because I'm isolated 24 hours a day for the next 10 days. So I have been really trying to stay on my eating plan because you lost 30 pounds with Weight Watchers, WW, and I've lost my 15 pounds with Healthy Wage. And I'm trying to like, it's a lot of sirens downtown LA. I'm trying to say, I don't know
where. Downtown, where?
Oh, what'd I say? Downtown LA?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Again, it's like you're posted up right next to the arch. It's like you're right here in St. Louis.
I know. Downtown Vancouver. There's a lot of sirens. I don't know who.
I've never been to Vancouver.
That's people violating COVID protocols. They're coming for
you. Probably. But I'm trying to eat right. I'm trying to really be intentional. I brought with me from the United States grilled chicken, sauteed spinach, and baked sweet potato fries. And I declared them because I was scared they would find them in my suitcase. I declared them and I brought, I didn't want to be like, they don't play around.
They
and
don't
I
have chicken in Canada?
Yeah, but this is grilled.
Like, I said the same thing. She's ridiculous.
I'm wondering.
No, this is grilled chicken. I'm like,
they don't have grills in Canada?
Not in this hotel room.
Okay.
No. So I brought with, and I brought arugula leaves with mint leaves, and I brought pine nuts. I bought a whole grocery store.
You should have brought what I travel with. I travel with a small George Foreman grill, a hot plate, and a skillet. And I cook all my stuff in my hotel rooms when I'm gone for a minute.
That's a good idea to bring a George Foreman grill because I could have used that. I have balsamic bread.
And I should have offered it because I have them all. The George Foreman grill is this big, and the hot plate, and a skillet. And I, when I go... You know, when I go for longer than a week, I take it with me, especially when I'm trying to lose weight. I should have.
Well, that's what I should have done.
Go to Walmart. Order it.
But it's much cheaper, Kim, because I brought it. Like, do you know how much room service is? They charge you 92 different taxes. So it's right here. I have them put a microwave in there and I microwave it. I got arugula leaves and mint leaves and balsamic vinaigrette dressing and pine nuts. And they made me throw away my apples and grapes. But so I've been trying to eat intentionally. And I brought my stripper pole. Mm-hmm. I got to put it up in here because I'm doing my pole fitness. So I brought, because I, and then so trying not to call the exes. That's been very hard.
Because
when you're sitting by, yeah. Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to say, time the stripper workouts for when the government officials pop in on you. Maybe you'll meet somebody.
Good idea.
See? Show them what you got.
Show them my little routine that I put together.
Oh, that's nice. Is that what
I'm not trying to move to Canada.
I just, you know, I've just been really been going through it and really needing somebody to talk to.
But BetterHelp
this is great for you because it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online.
Oh, that's right. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed even. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, you know?
And I love that. And I love that you can read their testimonials, which they post daily, if you go to betterhelp.com/reviews.
That's right. Visit betterhelp.com/mocha. That's better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
You know, Kim, in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Two Funny Mamas listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/mocha.
I think I'm going to show you when I get the poll together. I want people to join me on this journey of, you know, like taking control of your health. Both of us do, Kim. We're really passionate about that. I am having more of a difficult time not calling the ex-boyfriends. So I called David Arnold so he can make me feel ashamed of myself. And I feel so ashamed of myself that I'm okay.
You called him and said what?
I just was like, I'm a romantic. So I was like, David, I know Julie's over there, you know, suckling your neck and rubbing your toes. And he was like, stop it with all that BS. He said, marriage is not like that, Sherry. He said, marriage is like, people are like crackheads. You go into marriage, you like a crackhead, the rush feels so great, then you get yourself weaned off a crack, then you want to do it again with marriage. He said, it ain't like that. He said, much, much harsher than what I'm saying it. And he scared me so bad, I said, I'm okay about calling the exes. So.
Good for you. Hey, Chris.
Yes, Kim.
Obviously, a cloud has come over my house.
You know what? People enjoy the behind the scenes. We get screamed at if there's an edit from, like, you know, a sound going out or something, because we don't edit the show or anything like that. But this is the behind the scenes, Sherry, that your fans clamor for. It's like, I do like that because it saves me, if they're listening, it saves some aggressive comments from being like, why does this look like that? Why is that? Let me tell you why. This is a production, people. There's a lot going on. And if we make it to recording, we're happy.
Y'all don't even understand, listeners and viewers. We scream at Chris so much before this show starts because he don't do nothing right. So we have to all the time.
Oh yeah, that's
we started tough. The podcast because of Chris. We started late. We're supposed to start this podcast at 10 a.m.
What time did you log on?
We supposed to start at 10 a.m.
What time did you log on?
11:54.
And that's
that's about right. Yeah, that is right.
10:54.
You logged in at 10. I think I sent a text about 10:10 saying I'm on my way, and I got on about 10 minutes later.
That's my favorite.
And that's Chris's fault. Because you're supposed to be on it.
Again, I apologize. And, you know, you two love being told what to do, and you love people breathing down your neck. So I should do more of that. I should be more in control of that.
You should breathe down my neck, Chris.
There she is. Thanks, baby.
Baby, not babe.
Yeah.
My birthday is coming up in 2 months, in April 22nd. And I just thought about this, Kim and Chris. Everybody's going to put out a little missive saying my age, all of the tabloids, all of the E's. Y'all going to say it on Daily Pop. And they're going to say it on Dish Nation. And so I wanted to do something big so I could put out my own statement. You know, people think you hit a certain age and like you're going downhill. And I don't feel like that. And
no.
I feel good because I've been losing weight. But what I don't want to do, everybody seems to do this now. They're in their 50s and they're like, I'm 50. Now I want to get naked and show you that my titties still look good. And everybody does that. And no judgment on anybody else. I don't want to do that because it just screams, I'm in my 50s and I want to show you my titties look good. So I don't want to do that. Because I send you those kind of videos. So I don't need to do it. Because I always send Kim those kind of videos.
Is it true, Kim?
I don't want to talk about it. I've been in therapy for a minute.
I send videos to Kim. There's a select group of like five women that I send all of my dance videos to. No, actually, it's about three women. I send them all my dance videos because I do sexy dance videos all the time in my lingerie. And I like to send them to Kim. I send my, you know, my naked pictures to Kim all the time. I send my pictures naked when I'm big, naked when I lose weight. She's got them all in her archive. And I like immediate feedback. I send them when I'm bent over. I like sending out these pictures to Kim and videos to Kim.
I don't save them because I don't want them in the cloud. So when they leak, I'd have told her ass. Now she need to go through her cloud and delete them bitches.
Every time I try to delete them, they keep coming back.
Now what if
all now, my videos they keep coming back?
Now, all right, scenario: you have a friend. Name any one of your friends that's a dude, and you have the dude just casually saying like, "Yeah, I'll send a helicopter video to my boys. You know, let them know I'm here." Just how does that work with the dudes? Like, does that work both ways? Do you want to hear that a guy's
the ding-a-ling going around in circles?
Just dude, it's the funniest thing I could think of.
I don't know. If you said
first of all, I don't know dudes that can do that. Do you, Sherry? Not a lot of them can make it go around.
I've never seen it in my life.
No.
And if you got that much time to train your thing to be going around in a circle, no, you didn't fail short.
Much time, if it's that length that it can go around in a circle. And it got that kind of weight to it. Are you serious?
Let's not focus on that.
Yeah, Chris, you didn't open up a door that we need to close, because I'm like...
Okay. I'm just laughing. I'm sitting here watching you two talk about these Sherry videos that you send to your friends, and I'm like, what if a dude was like, yeah, I send these D-pics to a group of four or five guys? It's great.
Because if a dude does it, you're gay. If a girl does it, it's just we appreciate the body. But if a dude does it, it's like, you're gay, because you sent the pictures of you swinging and dangling around. But girls, like, we can do that. I don't think... Because I appreciate a body. Like, I think Kim should do that. You lost 30 pounds. I think you should do an erotic photo shoot. I tell you that all the time. You never want to do it. See, look, you look gorgeous now. Like, you got a great body.
I got to drop. I got to drop the 20 pounds before I feel really good.
Well, then you should do the challenge with me, because I have 52 days. I show this jumpsuit. Yes, I bought this for my birthday, Kim. I have 52 days to get in. Now, I'm not saying my body looks like hers, because she's 20 years younger than me, maybe 25. But I want to wear that jumpsuit on my birthday.
Okay, can I bring up something? I'm not hating. I'm not doing anything.
Okay, I'm in Canada by myself. I'm very fragile. So think about what you're about to say to me.
I've been thinking about it since I saw it on your Instagram.
What do you need to say? Hit the mute button when I tell you to, Chris. Okay, what? What? So, wait, let me tell the listeners. Describe the suit to our listeners who can't see the jumpsuit.
Listeners, it is a red jumpsuit that's very tight. And let me tell you something. It's from her toes, tight all the way up through the vaginal area, stomach, breast.
Vaginal area.
And then it has shoulder pads, a turtleneck, a little cutout on the chest. Then it goes all the way down the arm, and the girl has on red gloves, and she has long black hair and red lips. Absolutely sexy. For December, your birthday's in April. You will be on fire. You put that on and take a picture, people gonna be like, oh, something wrong with Sherry. So what I want you to do is find something else to wear. You're Kim, not going to put this on your birthday.
Kim.
Not on my watch. Nope. Absolutely
Okay, first,
not.
I want to let you know something.
Find something else. You don't wear a red jumpsuit with gloves and shoulder pads. It's a winter jumpsuit. We can
okay,
find
first of all.
Okay, I'm not going to. Okay, go
talking.
Ahead.
Stop talking. Jeez. And I hope that people got to see how bossy you actually get off camera.
Oh,
this is a statement piece. I'm not wearing it with red gloves because I'm going to have long red nails and I'm going to have like stiletto heels. I will have the long hair that hangs down in my butt.
Look at the sleeves.
It doesn't matter. Kim, this is one of those chic, sophisticated, it's a statement piece. All it is to make a statement. I'm not going to the Dodger Stadium to watch a baseball game with this thing on. I will put it on, take the picture, and this is the picture that everybody's going to run. That's what I'm saying. When you guys say, oh, we want to wish Sherry Shepherd, she turned 55, if y'all show pictures, that this is a picture that's going to spark discussion. Not a sundress, because it's in April. It's a statement piece. That's it.
I didn't say a sundress, but I...
It doesn't matter that it's in April. That's something that you would wear in April at nighttime. If you went to a restaurant with Dr. Dre and he took you out, that's something you would wear to a red carpet event or a club. It's a statement piece. That's all. I'm not wearing it again.
We're going to read the comments and see what they say, but I don't reflect back on this moment and say, you know what? Kim tried to tell me not to wear the long sleeve winter little statement piece.
Because in April, we have global warming. First of all, it's probably still going to be cold in April, Kim. It's not even going to be warm. That's the beginning of spring. If they're looking at that versus my belly, because that's what I got to get together, then I'm good. But I have 52 days.
Are you going to wear it without foundation?
Undergarment. Because people keep saying, Sherry, you look like that now, which I don't. Here's the deal. I got strong stomach muscles, so I'm able to hold my stomach in when I take pictures, and I wear foundations that pull you in. I would like to be able to put that thing on without having to hold my stomach in, without the foundations. So I got 52 days to tighten up and get my body, which is going to require me to go into another level, another mode of goal setting. And my goal is to get into that. So if you would like to join me, because it's going to be some challenges, the push-up challenge, the sit-up challenge, working out a lot more and really cutting out and really making my stuff lean. And this is really just for my birthday to fit into this outfit and for it to be, you know, tight and looking good, to show people that life is not over just because you are in your 50s. 50-year-olds, we're very sexual. We're very vibrant.
I'm working out right now. Shoot, you got me thinking.
There you go. You got the little stair stepper underneath your desk?
Yep.
And there you go. So I'm excited. So if you want to join me.
I got to get it together too. I really do.
What do you got to do?
And training. Well, I shoot something in April. And it's really like 16 weeks to summer. So, you know, if I can drop a pound or 2 pounds a week, every week I get to the Sunday and I'm like, ooh, I didn't do well.
Because
my portions, I've been jacking up. I might eat right, but I mess up on my portion control.
Yeah.
So, and I haven't been working out. I do a little workout here, but I think tomorrow I got to start like full
like
on.
Like really pounding it out. Like you got to get serious about the workout, Kim. No excuses. We're going to Cabo in May with Tom Joyner.
True.
So we got Tom Joyner, our old boss at the Tom Joyner Morning Show, said that he was going to take his booze. He calls us his booze. If you listen to the morning show, because Kim and I were TT and Tata on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and he flies us different places. We love him so much. And he asked us to go to Cabo with him. Kim, we both lost weight, 45 pounds in between us, actually more, because that's only when I started Healthy Wage. I started losing weight before then. But we can actually get into a bikini, maybe. Like, that's the goal.
I'm working out with Andre.
Andre at? Andre sleep.
He said, no, he said because he's gotten so big, and I sent him that picture, he said he's going to start out. He said he's working out with Jeffrey on Monday, so.
Let me tell you something. That's exactly what you want in a trainer. Somebody going, I got so big, I might as well work you out.
No, we're going to probably work out together. I got to work out with him.
You make it sound like you got to train Andre. I'm going to have to work out with him.
I do. I'm about to text Andre and say, let me train you. Monday, let's do it. I'm going to train Andre.
The blind leading the blind. Oh, it's so funny. He just texted. Oh, look at what he texted me. It's almost like he heard what we were saying.
Oh, wow.
This is what Andre just said.
Bring it down. Okay, perfect. That's Andre 20 years ago.
I can't believe he just sent me this picture.
He ain't gonna get back to that.
No, he said, oh, look what he said. It's almost like he can hear us. He said, Chris, you have him on speakerphone or something?
Wait, you gotta put your finger to your camera, Sherry. Put your finger to your camera lens because it got blurry so it can refocus.
Oh.
I just texted her.
There you go.
Is it still blurry?
That's better.
You know, because I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see nothing.
Engineer Kim, everybody.
I know. Do I need to do something else so I won't be blurry?
No, you're fine. It's done.
As you can see, the sun has moved into the third quadrant in Los Angeles, as we see Kim's background. Now.
This is when I need Kim to look. Here's the deal: when we're doing this podcast and I need Kim to pay attention, she don't. But when I need to ask the engineer and the sound people something, then she want to jump all in with her opinion. She ain't filing her nails now.
See this picture of Andre? It's a picture of Andre, our friend, like 20 years ago. He got abs. He tight.
Stop telling everybody.
He got a 19-inch waist.
Okay, but this is what he said. This is what Andre said. He said, Monday, I'm back on track to getting it back. Although I'm in pain after working with Jeffrey, because he trains Jeffrey on the weekend, I need to stretch my back out. Well, that may not be working out, Andre. That's another issue for another time. That's a woman issue. He said, I might not get this lean again, but I'm going to try. I'm telling, we are talking about you now on the podcast.
Yes.
But that is what Andre did look like. And Andre is like, has many belts in Muay Thai and karate and all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Andre will work it out. I'm telling you, he'll come and he'll commit to you, Kim. But Andre needs to see you committing to it.
You know, I'm gonna get up in the morning after, you know, I do pop. I'm gonna come back, hopefully not be too sleepy, and I'm gonna get it in.
Okay, because if you do it, then I'll keep track with you out here in Canada. I'm going to do it here. I got apps. I'm doing a get my booty tight app, and it also works you out with your abs and stuff. And I got my pole that I'm about to set up. So I will work out and we can check in every day because I'm on it. I have only 52 days. I want my stomach. I want it to be some definition in my belly. I want this jumpsuit to fit right. We're going to Cabo with Tom Joyner in May. So we got it.
Are we going to get our shot before we get to running around the world?
I'm on a list. I haven't been able to get, you know, that's according to if I can get the shot, you know, I'm on the waiting list. So I would like to get the vaccine. I almost had the opportunity to do it the other day and I got scared. I got really scared to do it. Much stuff as I be talking.
No, you don't understand. I had a friend call me last night. I love black people. I love my brothers, but now you're going too far. He called me and was like, don't you get that shot? I said, why not? He said, what if you take the shot and 2 years later, I was thinking 2 years later, they find out something about the shot. But he didn't say that. He said, what if you get the shot and 2 years later, they push a button and they blow up all the black people?
Going to be the black people button?
I said, so you going to tell me they're going to push a button and they're going to blow up all of the healthcare people because all of them got the shot. Every doctor, every nurse, they were the first ones to get the shot. So now let me get this right. They're going to push the button. They're going to blow up everybody in the medical field. So the person that pushed the button, ain't none of their people can get help, none of their children. So now we got to wait till everybody go through medical school. Then they got to go into their residency and practice before they get some more doctors. That's what you're telling me.
And what do you say?
There was a pause and there was silence. He said,
that's what these conspiracy theories.
How you know they wasn't shooting water in them? I said, I can't. I said, let me tell you something. I said, in 2 years, I can get hit by a bus. You talking stuff, the way we're having global warming, you saw Texas, 2 years, we all might not be here. I said, so I can't ride with you on this one. I said, I'm going to pray to the good Lord. I'm going to take the shot, and I'm going to live every day to the fullest of the fullest of the fullest. There's so many other things that can kill us out here. I said, and then the other thing is this. You can take the, you cannot take the shot and say, I'm going to take my chance with the COVID. But the problem is the scientists are so busy trying to perfect the vaccine and work on the vaccine that they don't have time to work on the medicine for the long-term effects from the COVID. I said, COVID has long-term effects. You might not see it today. It might come up tomorrow. People got blood clots. People can't breathe. They have no medicine for none of that. And they said, we won't have any medicine for that because we're trying to fix and get the vaccine first. I said, so it's a double-edged sword. I said, I think I'm going to take my chance with the vaccine. I said, I won't be sitting around here and all of a sudden I cough and a mouse pop out my mouth or a fur ball or something because I done had the COVID. You know, I said, okay, I might grow an extra titty. Who knows in 2 years?
Well, you know, we can't never have enough titty is what I always say.
I'm over here scratching my chin.
What's one more? What's one more testicle than titty? You know, the only thing I'm concerned about, Kim, is the effects on children. Like, the effects of, you have to be 16, but I'm going, you know, the effects of, because, like, with my son, like, what are the effects? Because he's still growing. And it's like, you know, me and you, our bodies are pretty much stopped. What you see is what you're going to get. We're not evolving anymore. But for children who are still, their bodies are being shaped, the DNA is still being formed. What
I don't think children should get it. I think we should go with the herd immunity for the children and let us all get vaccinated and around our kids once the numbers go down and everything is good. I think the children can get the COVID maybe and get through. I haven't heard any long-term effects on children for the kids, but I think that's why they're not really
pushing it for the kids.
Right. They're trying to get this herd immunity with all the adults in the world and hopefully, you're right. The children need a chance because everything, all the drugs and smoking and stuff we'd have been through with chemical sprays, our bodies are already jacked up. But give them a chance.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Well, I would like to get it before we go to Cabo in May. So at least it doesn't mean that you can't catch COVID, but what it does is introduce antibodies into your system that would fight COVID coming to you. So like right now we have no antibodies. We're just relying on our own immune system to fight COVID, which has not worked really for a lot of people. So when they inject the vaccine, it releases antibodies in your system so that if you come in contact with someone with COVID, at least you have the antibodies to fight it. So you got more of a, excuse the pun, a fighting chance when you take the vaccine. Now they're about to roll out the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which doesn't have to be refrigerated, and you only need one shot. Now I'm looking at that. It's a lesser chance. It's lesser. It's only 72%
potency,
chance.
65% or something.
Yeah. No, 72% potency as opposed 72. To the Moderna and the other one. Those are like 85%. Pfizer, Moderna.
Moderna. I bought stock in Moderna, so quit asking me.
Well, then you should know how to pronounce
it. I bought it like a year ago when it all started. They were the first ones to start, okay?
Let me tell you something. This is Kim Whitley. If you want to know stocks, we need to talk about that one episode. This girl is, the money she has made, she has a really good eye for picking stocks. I will say that about my friend. This girl has, is it DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever? She invested in this sucker 10 years ago. When they first were conceiving this in their garage, Kim can hear things and she's like, I think I'm gonna invest in DoorDash. And I'm telling you, this sucker has gone through the roof. Kim is really good. The only thing she didn't invest in is because her stockbroker discouraged her from doing it. Which one was it? Was it Google?
Amazon. Google, I got into Google when it first came out. Nobody believed me and it split and I've sold it and I bought it. Google has been really good to me.
You were going to do Amazon and they encouraged you not to do it because they did not think you would be they would be around and you didn't.
I said,
and you regret
it. Amazon. They were like, no, it's new, it's this and that. I said, I'm telling you, this thing is going to be big. And what I've realized, this is my best piece of advice to everyone. Buy stock in what you use, period. That's the best thing. So think about it. We use Amazon when it first came out. Buy stock in it. You use it. It blew up. Think about it. You're using it. Everyone's going to use it. DoorDash, all this stuff, or Grubhub, I probably did, but it, buy stock in what you use. That is the best thing, advice that I can give you, because
you use everybody else's. Buy stock in it and you hold on to it. Like, I heard you have to hold on to stuff for like 10 years.
No, it depends on the stock. If you're not playing in the stocks and watching them, you got to have somebody else watching, because what happens is the stock will go down. You don't want to lose. And once it starts going down, you want to get rid of it. Or it might have doubled, tripled, split, and you want to sell it and get your money and buy something else. So you
have to do a whole
nother. Caroline Ray is really good in that.
We're going to have to interview you and Caroline Ray, because I think a lot of people don't know how to do stocks. They don't know where you go to do it. Do you need a stockbroker? Can you do it yourself? How much money do you invest? Because like Bitcoin, we were talking about Bitcoin and delving into Bitcoin. I know Miguel Nunez, who is very much into it, has said if somebody had invested in Bitcoin like 10 years ago, and only invested what, like $5,000, they'd be like $30 million richer.
Oh, they'd be billionaires.
Billionaires now. Mm-hmm. And you know, so it's something like how do you know all of this stuff? And you can't Bitcoin, Miguel told me, because I'm about to do Bitcoin, don't lose the IP address or the iCloud address, because Bitcoin goes out into the cloud and you can't never get it back.
Nope.
So Miguel, it was a millionaire, but he lost the iCloud account and there's no forgot password.
The address, you got to have the address.
So I would love to interview you, because the one thing I have to say about Kim Whitley, she's very good at picking stocks. She's made very good money picking stocks, and she's always on the cutting edge. There's something about Kim with that ADD. When she fell on her head when she was a baby, it hit something in her brain, Chris, and it unlocked. It's like, you know, when all of these superheroes go through something, it unlocks something in their brain, right. Something unlocked in Kim's brain,
you know,
where she's able to pick stock.
Well,
she does well.
Well, look at her choices based in St. Louis. Like, what a great pick that Kim made, and continually. No, this isn't about me.
I thought that's in you. Are you calling yourself?
Let the people know. Let's let the listeners know, and the people watching. I have never met Chris, so. I have flirted with Chris from the beginning of his show. He's handsome. He's tall. I saw this one picture of him. He's long.
What? Do this for me, Chris. Put that picture up of you with that tattoo on. Because a lot of the listeners, we have a lot of new listeners
now?
That come in.
Okay, we'll put that in.
They don't know what you look like. They always hear you snickering in the background like some dirty
snickering.
Old man.
Snickering.
Dirty old man.
You sound like you got tuberculosis.
That's pretty good. I consider it to be a heartwarming part of the show.
I know, that's exactly what you sound like. And so people are like, we want to know what Chris looks like. So put that picture up. Because I'm getting tired of reading those comments. What's Chris look like? Hey, Chris, hey.
I got to meet Chris. Chris, where's your girlfriend? You've been lying to us. Where's your girlfriend?
There's no girlfriend.
That's what he say. Put the picture up.
Find the Chris, picture. Don't tell me. Okay, when was the last girlfriend? What year?
Actually, that would have ended in like July, you know, before you and I got real, take it easy.
That's me.
I didn't
clog my throat up.
I don't know, like July or August, 2020, something like that.
Oh, okay.
But that was on its way out.
Who broke up with you, Chris?
It was something. It was kind of just like you fade apart. You don't talk as much for like 2 months, and then we're still really cool. Like we're good. Oh. Like it wasn't some kind of a big thing, you know. Like it was just kind of like, yeah, this is done.
That is the weirdest way to describe a relationship. It wasn't like it was a big thing. We just faded apart. Yeah, it's done.
The end wasn't like a big, like, go to hell. Like, it was just cool. It was like, hey, right. I think you're a great person.
You're not that type of person that you get into an argument with that badly and be like, go to hell, Chris. I can't stand you.
I get pretty, like, I try and keep it pretty even keeled because it's kind of the, I lean towards being nice and normal and sweet, but like, I don't like, because it's kind of one or the other. I also go really far bad. Does that make sense?
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. No
kid, write that down. He goes really far bad.
I don't know. Not with like relationships. I just don't like getting really mad. There's no point.
Well, then I don't know if you're going to be able to take Kim, because she go from 0 to 10 in 30 seconds.
I can deal with that.
You much be better off getting with me, because I don't like going there either.
No, he's heard you snap at him. He's never heard me.
Yeah, but it's
snap.
Not bad. I mean, I snap at him, but it's not long lasting. I snap and then I move on.
Right, but what doesn't mean he does. He might be wounded. You snap and don't care about the other person's feelings.
Ooh.
Well, wow. No, I don't. No, because.
Dang.
Freaking what? We ain't in no relationship. Freaking.
Now we're seeing a lot. Like, Sherry was just worried that I said, like, I can fly off the handle a little bit in a negative situation. We just saw deep into Sherry's soul that she has no we care did. For other
no
people.
No care at all. She's like,
when you do something wrong, shoot, you get it right. Look, get a thick skin.
You know what my goal is? Not changing the subject, Sherry, but what? My goal might not be your birthday. But my goal is to be able to wear a shirt like you have. I've never worn my arms out in my life.
Oh. Ever. Yeah, I'm going to move the thing. Yeah,
can,
I can
move. You can tell they ain't had no sun ever.
Oh, look how light your arms are. They're so, oh my gosh. Are you I've Italian never, from the show? Are we,
wait, Kim, are we related? Like, is this? I know.
Your shoulders are so white. Your arms are white.
They've never seen the light of day.
Okay, so you know what that means then, Kim? Chris, I hope you're looking for your picture while we talk.
Oh, I was going to add it in after. I'll pull it up. Hang on. Go ahead. Keep going.
Kim, that means you need to start lifting weights.
Okay. You know what I need, too? I have a weight bench. You know what? I need a weight rack. You know, because all my weights are outside by my weight bench. But Andre got them on the ground. I was like, don't they need to be on a little, like, shelf thing where you put them and put them like, back?
He said, you need to stop worrying about the shelf and just worry about coming out every day. But get the rack, whatever.
Come out by myself. Me too. I've been doing sit-ups and squats every day. And because for my back, I got to have, you know, some abs. And I've been doing the elliptical, but I got to pump it up another level. But I'll be honest with you,
I was
on Friday. I was tired as I don't know what. I just wanted to sleep for a whole day. You know, even when you want to sleep for a whole day, you can't sleep for a whole day.
No. And we have to stop with those are not excuses. Those are actually real reasons about why you can't work out. But we're committed to working out, so those turn into excuses. You see what I'm saying?
I wanted to sleep one day because I worked 17 jobs on Friday. Kim. I didn't have the energy. I went to sleep. But I did. No, I still worked out. I slept all yesterday, but then I worked out at night.
Okay, so stop complaining and stop making excuses.
I wasn't complaining. See how Chris, you see the bullshit?
I'm just trying not to laugh. You know, I don't want to put anybody off by enjoying myself.
You're trying not to sleep, Chris.
That's Chris.
Here you go.
Yesterday, it was not a complaint. Yesterday, it was not an excuse, but we have committed to working out and eating better and going hard because you want to be able to wear a sleeveless top. So you want the muscles to be showing in your arms.
Yeah.
You want, look at this one right here. Look at Chris right there. You guys, this is what Chris looks like. So y'all can see when you hear that's Chris. That is Chris Denman.
Look, ain't he cute? Look at his arm. You can see that tattoo. Because you got to be a real man to take a tattoo in that soft spot.
That's right. Tell him, baby. Did you hear Kim? Sherry, did you hear Kim? She said yes quietly to herself seven times.
Where's the other picture, Chris? Everybody who's listening,
it's a picture of Chris. He's like a dirty blonde-like.
Yeah.
got a beard, got a tattoo on his upper arm, like in the soft spot.
That other picture. Yeah.
The old picture?
Was there one of you in a bar?
That's old. That's false representation. That one's
okay,
new.
We don't need to...
Representation is the funniest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, then take it off your Bumble profile then.
I don't have Bumble or anything. People.
That's hilarious. Take it off your
false
Bumble
representation.
Profile.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
So wait. Is it time? I want to show what our listeners and our... Oh, I could wear my hair like that. Oh, yeah, that is. Okay. I love LaToya.
Hearts don't lie.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all LaToya saying.
Okay,
yes,
LaToya,
You wanted to spotlight some folks.
Yes. Right now, I'd like to show some pictures. I want to tell the listeners and our viewers, thank you for the donations you did months and months ago for the teachers. When we first started the school year, you all gave so much money. We want to thank you. These ladies right here. Look at that in Ohio.
Bring your hand out, Kim. Oh my gosh.
Make that a little smaller.
There's plenty other pictures. This is all the school supplies, listeners and viewers, that you bought for this school in Ohio. They went to Walmart and they bought bags and bags, and they got the Two Funny Mama t-shirts on.
Oh,
and yes,
that's so great.
Isn't that great?
That's amazing. Yeah.
Can I say something? Because
way
this,
to go.
And I want to apologize to the teacher who initially sent us the request. It took us so long. We went through so much trying to get her this gift card because this is the woman you didn't believe. Remember, you was like, how we know she a teacher? How we know she going to do the right thing with the money? How we know? And I said, Kim, she teaches at a school in Ohio. This week. But yeah, but we don't know that. You seen the school? Kim is so distrustful. So we couldn't.
That was bad.
They weren't doing a gift card. And I said, well, Kim, if we send her a gift card, we won't send her the cash. Look at all those bags. And so it took us a while.
What are their names? Chris, you have their names right there in that email? Or no, you don't have it up?
I got it. Just give me 1 second. I'll get it for you.
Yeah. Sure. Look at all that stuff. Look at all those supplies. Listeners and viewers. Y'all sent Two Funny Mamas all this money. They bought all kind of notebooks and look at those scissors and crayons.
What'd you call it? Crayons?
I was going to ask about that.
What do you call them?
Crayons.
Crayons.
Like whatever. No. You call them crayons? I've never heard that before in my life.
Crayons.
I've heard it.
Crayon. It's crayons.
That sounds crazy. Can you pass me the crayon? That don't even sound right.
Can you pass me the crayons?
Crayons.
Yeah.
All right.
Crayon.
Dear Kim Whitley.
I need red crayon.
Oh, no.
That sounds crazy.
Dear Kim Whitley and Sherry Shepherd, thank you so much for your generous gift. My students were very excited to receive school supplies for the second semester. Due to COVID and school restrictions, I don't have pictures of the students, but I do have pictures of the supplies and the bags given to the students. I can't put into words how much this meant to me and my school. Thank you again. You see, we have our Two Funny Mamas t-shirts on, and that's from, I'll just say, from Tracy at Nathan Hale Elementary.
Yay! We're so happy that
everyone.
Thank you, and Tracy, we're sorry that it took so long, but Kim didn't trust you, and she didn't believe you were who you said you were. So we had to go through all of this stuff, and I had to show her all the emails you sent, and she was like, "How you know she ain't conning you?" So Tracy and Kim was like, "I ain't even heard of Nathan Hale High School. I don't know what that is." So. We are so sorry it took so long.
Sorry, Tracy.
Kim had to vet you. And then I thought we sent the gift card. And then Kim was like, I thought you sent it. I said, Kim, you were supposed to send it. Yeah, but I thought you. And we went back and forth. Then Kim was mad, Tracy, because she couldn't cash app nothing because so much money was coming. Not so much money, but money was coming through for you.
Yeah.
She got irritated. And she was like, then she started again like you was a con artist. So we're really glad that we got this together. And we're able to send it to you. The poor kids missed the whole second semester because they didn't have any supplies. So we're glad that you...
They got supplies now.
Oh, look at you. You're not going to take no responsibility. Because Tracy was so sweet. She was like, did I miss it? Did it not come? Miss Sherry, what happened? And I kept
making
excuses.
Thank you to our listeners and viewers that donated. But we also sent out or did you ever send out the TV monitors?
I did.
Okay, good. We also sent out some TV monitors.
What in the 1993 is she answering?
Okay, she is answering a hotel phone, obviously, because that is not a cell phone. Okay, that's hilarious. Look at her face.
That's what my first cell phone looked like, a Nokia. Remember those?
Oh, yes. I do remember those. I got
the what?
Who was that? Who's calling you in the hotel?
They wanted to make sure my Wi-Fi was working. These Canadians are so nice.
They are nice.
Even though I asked them 40 minutes ago.
Now, do you get to have any poutine or anything like that while you're up there?
Poutine?
No. I'm sorry?
Poutine? Is that what you said?
I would never speak like that. Poutine.
Not on air, Chris.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Poutine. It's a Canadian delicacy.
I'm waiting for my sashimi. That's what I ordered. Because they cut it real thick out here. The sashimi and the sushi, so good.
Fresh.
It's very fresh. And they have like salmon bites that they season up. Kim is so good. So I'm over here, almost said the name of the hotel I'm in. So I can't say the name of the hotel.
I would have busted out laughing.
But this hotel, I know, I'm not supposed to do that. But this hotel also, they call it the slut.
Who?
Oh, perfect for you to be in. Perfect.
People be... No, I'm just like, but people hook up. Actors, they put a lot of actors here, and these actors be hooking up at this hotel, like literally. And so I don't know how it works with quarantine because I'm not supposed to come out of my room. But apparently a few actors have told me, yeah, they be hooking up over here.
Anyone of note? Like, do you want to go ahead and drop some names, get the views up?
Well, he hasn't hooked up, and he stayed here. Kevin Bacon, he also told me that.
Yeah.
So
he watched it.
Yeah.
He watched him slipping into people's rooms.
Slipping and sliding and dipping and gliding, you know. Oh, that's another thing. We got to increase our water. I'm not supposed to show the brand, so I'll do the bag. We got to increase our water.
Yep.
Like, we have to be drinking about 72 ounces of water. A day. So we got, like, now we're just going to start keeping in contact with each other. You want to do a sit-up challenge?
Yeah, I'm already up on my sit-ups. How many can you do?
What do you mean? What does that mean when you say I'm already, like, all, like, dismissive?
I've been doing them every day, so I'm
How many do you do, Kim? How many do you do?
7, 8, 9, and 10.
And I love how flippant. I don't need to do those sit-up checks because I'm already up on my sit-ups. I got them done. I don't need to know nothing. I don't need to do no challenge. How many you do? 7, 8, 9, and 10.
9 and 10.
Mm. Mm-mm-mm.
You want to do a 50 sit-up challenge in 30 days?
I can do the sit-up challenge. I love sit-ups. I can do those. The push-ups, my
arms
are...
You need to do push-ups. Kim, if you want to get your arms together to wear sleeveless because you want to tone them up and you want to get the definition in your muscles, you need to do push-ups. You need to do planks. Those planks, because those strengthen your arms. Mm-hmm. So we actually need to be doing the push-up challenge.
We could do, but my head is heavier than yours. I'm telling you, this upper body, whoo!
Excuses.
These shoulders.
Him. And this is like what we go Jeffrey through when Dahmer we work out.
If Jeffrey Dahmer was going to eat me, he would cut the top part of my body.
Why do you think about that?
But see, Chris, this is what I want you to understand. When we are working out together at 5:45 in the morning and Andre's trying to tell us what to do, this is what the kind of stuff she does. She just starts talking. And you can't hear Andre say 2 more, 4 more. Because Kim not even doing that. She just sitting on the bench talking. Excuses. That's what my head too big. And then she started looking in the mirror. Look at my head. Look at my shoulders. This is a problem. When I was born. And she completely derails everybody. Now she's cutting her hair.
ADD
has kicked in.
Now I wanted to, before you wind things down, Kim, you're out of the country. Or no, Sherry's out of the country. I'm curious, did you all see the Lady Gaga? I don't know if this is a Ask a White Guy segment or not. The Lady Gaga news, that had to, what a weird, terrible thing. Yeah. I wanted to get your reaction on that.
Lady Gaga's dog, take the mustache off your lip. We can't talk about two different things at one time. Kim has cut her hair and put it above her lip. We have to talk about Lady Gaga's dog. You heard about it, right?
Of course. I talked about it on Daily Pop.
Her dog Walker, yeah.
But so, this is what I don't understand. Okay, so tell everybody.
Tell everybody what happened, Sherry. Or I can, whatever you want.
Eating something. So Lady Gaga, obviously, who has a dog walker. She has three French bulldogs, I guess, and we're walking. And French bulldogs, they steal them a lot for some reason because they're very expensive. And the dog walker, I don't even know if they knew it was Lady Gaga's dogs, but
It looked planned for sure.
It looked planned? Okay. They shot the dog walker four times.
What? Mm.
The dog.
Well, if you watch the video, if you watch it happen, it looks like a nice neighborhood, right, Kim? Like, it doesn't look like somewhere scary, anything like that. Quiet-ish LA neighborhood, caught on a Ring cam or something. And the guy's just walking the dogs, and a normal-looking car pulls up fairly quickly. People hop out. You can see the guy's confused. He's watching the dog, walking the dogs. There's some kind of a struggle. And then pop, 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 pop. And they shot, like, he tried to, you know, struggle with them for the dogs. And they made off with two of the
three. Lady Gaga got dogs. Don't take these. Yeah. Not these.
Right. You will get killed. But yeah, so then, and then they drove off. The guy is like left, you know, screaming. He's been shot. Thankfully, he's okay. That's a huge part. Lady Gaga put out a $500,000 offer for a reward. Here's where I think things changed. Danny Trejo, you guys know Danny. He tweeted out, "We got you, Lady Gaga. We got people out here looking for him." I'm thinking, ooh, Danny Trejo puts out the bat call that says,
because you know Danny Trejo and all them gang members and things.
Danny Trejo did real time, and I'm sure can do about whatever he wants.
Looking at Trejo's tacos, because he's got all these businesses. Trejo's tacos, Trejo's hamburgers. Don't get Danny Trejo twisted.
I think that's the reason.
You hear anything? But this was interesting because when I reported it, it said two of the dogs. It was only two of the dogs were still missing. So I was like, well, what happened to the third dog? Did he was like, I'm out of here. I mean, like, what? And then I heard they got them returned at a police station.
A woman brought them back in that allegedly had nothing to do with it. I'm curious, does the reward go out? Does, like, what in the world? Like, was it super random? And then the people realized, like, ooh, there's a lot of heat because it was Lady Gaga's dog. Like, what in the world?
Are French bulldogs like that?
Yeah, they're like super expensive.
Like American Eagle, are they like wanted? Are they trending? What?
they're popular dogs all over. They've got fun little personalities, but they do run $2,000-$3,000 for a puppy, I think. Something crazy. Something insane.
Is there a ring of French bulldogs like people, they're extinct or something? Because let me tell you, a dog, if you get a purebred dog, every purebred dog is $2,000 or more.
Right.
So that's not that, I'm not saying it's not that big of a deal, but any purebred dog is going to be a lot of money. So, because
they get stolen all the time. I don't know what it is about them. Maybe just because they're so popular, they get stolen all the time. Like if I see.
First of all, our condolences, but our prayers go out to the dog walker because that's traumatic. You minding your own business, walking a dog, because the service that you recommended to us, Kim, to me, is Wag the Dog, which I love those dog walkers. And we had a dog walker who kind of had disabilities. He was special needs, and he would walk our dog. He would walk Lexi and Ashley. He was so sweet. Yeah. And the thought... to think that somebody would hurt him to take my dogs is just disturbing to me.
It's messed
that,
up.
You know, why you couldn't knock him upside the head? Why you got to shoot him? Like, dog walkers are just trying to make money to live, you know, because they love animals, which means they're compassionate people, first of all.
He said, give me the dogs. And dog walker said, hell no, because he knew
his dogs. That's what his mom said.
Let me tell you, Sherry, if I was walking your dogs, as soon as they got out the car, I'd have been like, yep, you got them. Take them if you want to. See what happened with that big one. Go ahead.
First of all, let me tell you what Lexi do. Lexi's trying to kill you, so she's not having it. She's not having it.
You can take me
from my home when my owner feed me all the time and treat me like everything. No, we not have somebody about to die.
Yep.
You know, but let me tell you about these dog walkers. Because our dog walker, when Lexi, he was walking Lexi and Ashley, a pit bull ran out of the yard and attacked. Well, actually, Lexi and the pit bull ran at each other. And when you got those types of dogs, they fight to the death. And my dog walker stayed to try to separate them. In it could have been harmful for him. Like, he could have gotten bitten. That's how much he cared about the dogs. And I said to my dog walker, don't you ever do that. If there's a time with Lexi, because she's protecting you. So if Lexi is going to fight another dog, you run. Because Lexi was born to give her life for whoever she's protecting. You don't stay there and try to separate a pit bull and a Cane Corso, an Italian Mastiff. But he stayed. So that's why I'm saying it just hurts my heart. Because let me tell you, Lexi gets into a fight in front of me, I'm going, mwah, this is what you was born to do.
Bye. Yeah, I know that's right.
I'm not putting myself in front of Lexi so Lexi don't get bitten. You protect me. I'm running. But
it's traumatic. So many people don't know how to separate dogs either, and it just makes it even worse. And it's
you don't separate a pit bull, and unless you have like a water hose where you can hit them on the head.
That's not even gonna.
What happened? Yeah. What happened with it? Oh my God.
Oh, you mean the fight between the pit bull and the Italian pit bull and Lexi? Thankfully, they had just gotten into the fight, and the owner came running out. And then with the help of the owner and my WAG dog walker, and shout out to WAG dog walkers, they were able to separate the two. But once a pit bull locks on, it's horrible. And I mean,
you're basically going to need to, if it's like really going down, like you're either going to have to choke out one of the dogs, like the aggressive dog. Like
one of the dogs.
You're going to have to take its air out, or you literally have to... they call it a break stick, and you pop their mouth open. Yeah.
Yeah, and when they're fighting like that, I'm not doing all that. That's no, sir. But they were able to separate them because the fight had just started, and the dog had not locked onto Lexi, and Lexi was trying to bite the dog's legs. Like, Lexi was going for the underbelly of the pit bull. Like, dogs have different fighting styles. So Lexi, and I know this may be upsetting to some.
You're breaking it down.
I'm telling you, so Lexi goes for you.
Did the owner come out? Did the owner come out?
The owner ran out. So a pit bull tries to lock onto your throat. Lexi was trying to go for the pit bull's stomach. So they both were trying to, I mean, they were both formidable dogs.
First of all, the pit bull needs to be put down. Why would you run out? What if that was a kid?
Was open. No, the owner needed to be put down, not the pit bull. Pit bulls, to be responsible. It's like when I see your little dog running, I'm like, hey, get this dog.
When owners leave dogs, a vicious dog, not even vicious, but a fighting dog with the door open. Any little kid could be walking by, any dog, and that owner left the door open for its dog. Pit bulls get a bad rap. They're not all bad.
They're great dogs.
They're great dogs, but
really
vicious. Be responsible. Owners, ooh.
But Cam, sometimes you have to have a little bit of compassion. I don't think owners leave a door open on purpose, because one time I got home from Tom Joyner, you know, we would have to be there at 2 a.m. and we would get off at 7, and I was dead tired, and I came in and I forgot that I left the back sliding door open. Lexi went out, and there was a lady walking her old, oh, I felt so bad. Chris, this was a retriever, like a collie. And Lexi, the older lady was walking with her mother and a baby stroller. And they had the collie, this old, old ass collie. And they were walking. And my dog, Lexi, I don't have any pictures. She looks like the demon from hell because she's completely black. And when she run towards you, she looks like a panther. That's not a cute sight to see my dog run towards you. And Lexi was running towards them. The mother grabbed her heart and started screaming. The woman started screaming because she had her baby. But Lexi ran right to the collie and took the collie in her throat and shook her. Now, what happened was Lexi just wanted to play, but she looks ferocious. So when she took the collie in her throat.
Hold up. She wanted to play. She grabbed her by the throat to play. You gonna retract that statement. That's what you about to do.
But what she did was she didn't puncture the collie. She just shook her.
She grabbed the collar. She grabbed the collar and treated that like a toy.
No, she grabbed the collie by the throat.
Oh.
But she just shook her. But here's the deal.
Are you sure? Is it? Terrible. Was this? Are you outside of the statute of limitations on this one? Like, is this?
I guess.
She had to pay. She had to pay.
No, but this is what happened. The collie was fine because the lady came to my door. She was like so. Because there's no way you can say to a person who a dog is running towards, oh, they're so cute. They would never do that.
So you didn't hear them screaming?
Girl, I was knocked out. I was asleep. I didn't even know this took place. Lexi came back in the house and laid down next, licked my face and laid down next to me and went to sleep. I didn't even know this had gone until the lady came to my door screaming at me. Your dog, Victim, your dog. And she was hysterical. And I'm half asleep, and like Lexi's sitting there, like a nice dog. And I'm going, what's going on? And she's like, your dog bit to my dog. She bit to my dog. And I said, what? So I said, I'll pay for the vet bills. I'm so sorry. There was nothing wrong with the dog. There were no puncture wounds.
Lexi just went out, said hi, and went on back in the house.
That was Lexi saying hi. But here's the deal. The dog was really old and was traumatized.
Mm.
Because a collie is not a fighting dog. A collie herds sheep. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't fight. So it wasn't like a pit bull where, like, I'm sure that pit bull that Lexi got into a fight with was like, yeah, next time, bitch. Next time.
Right.
That collie, when Lexi took the, and plus the collie was, oh, where I felt bad. When Lexi took the collie's throat in her mouth, that collie was probably like, this ain't the way I wanted to go. This ain't the way, Lord. What's going on? Ain't nobody protecting me. I got these old ass bitches I'm walking with. Ain't nobody doing nothing.
Yeah, you got to be careful with these dogs. These dogs, man.
But I'm saying I've never done that. Lexi has never gotten out. And I said, and I told the lady, I said, if you want to take the dog to a therapist, like a pet psychiatrist, no. I'll pay for it because the dog was just.
Yeah, that's you've been in Los Angeles. You've been in Los Angeles too long. That's not enough.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Well, I've never done it for my dogs. I just because her dog was so traumatized.
How could you tell? The dog told you, "I can't take this. I got PTSD. I can't never walk down the street."
I'm not laughing at what happened. I just feel bad for the dog. That's traumatizing. You know, you a collie. She thinking I'm gonna live out my last few years. Just you know. Crapping on myself and peeing on myself and, you know, my little hip dysplasia, you know, the stuff I go through. She never in her wildest dreams thought she was going to be attacked.
Just say I'm here?
Andre's at your house? Andre just shows up.
Who does
anyway,
that?
I feel like this is the end of our podcast. Huh?
I could be over here getting busy. Andre just showing up.
Andre just, you know, he just,
that's when you know you by your damn self. I don't like that. Because if he even thought that I had a man, he wouldn't be showing up.
Well, he knows you by yourself. He just left my house.
He just left my house.
And over there, because I'm not there. So he left, and he always comes over to your house after he leaves my house. So he probably wants you to cook for him.
Wait. I'm not the cooker.
That's not what I've heard.
She heats it up.
Not
all right.
Like you. Like I can cook, but I'm not a.
You cook more than
you
me.
Hear my little dog barking. That little dog barking. The dog ain't but this big. But the dog would bark. Wait a minute. So why am I in the backyard this morning having my coffee? I told you this hawk been stalking my dog. Right.
You need to watch that.
Yeah, so I didn't think so. He's gotten because he was. I think he's sizing him up because the dog done got fat, right? So I don't think the hawk is like because it's a little hawk. I don't think the hawk is like, ooh, I can get that dog because he's just watching him.
You might have mice running around back there too.
You know, this is what I realized what the hawk is back there doing. So I feed the birds in the back of the house, right?
Oh yeah,
there's a bunch of mourning doves. Let me tell you something. Hawk scared me to death. This hawk. This way you know it's a hawk because they fly different than a regular bird. They don't flap their wings. They glide.
They glide.
Like a damn kite. I saw a shadow come over my head. This hawk came in. When I tell you, he swooped into that bird feeder. All the birds was out and the squirrels. All I saw was everybody scatter. My ears just went pew. I was like, oh, he swooped in trying to get one of them. And it was just, and he swooped in. He wasn't flapping. He glided in like Batman or Spider-Man.
Like one of those B-2 bombers just coming in.
Yes. The Hulk ain't thinking about that dog. I was like, oh, he is after the birds. They all scattered. Ain't seen them all day.
Wow.
You got to keep an eye out.
I got to keep an eye out, but I think I'm giving the Hulk food.
Yeah.
I'm feeding the birds so the Hulk can have some food. Now, man.
You know where my mind goes? What if it's like a super hawk? Oh, and boy. They come and pick your behind up and just take off with you.
I'd be glad. I'd be like, where we going? I ain't been picked up in a long time, Mr. Hawk.
Mr. Hawk.
You know what I'm thinking? I notice when I watch you with Dexter, the dog's name, with Joshua is really learning a lot of responsibility. And I was thinking about Jeffrey hates Lexi and Ashley. He wants a small dog. Yeah, he always says, I wanted a bird. I wanted a parrot.
But if he gets a small dog, isn't he going to be like, yeah, I was really wanting a big dog? Like, that's kids, right?
No, like, these big dogs, they sleep at the foot of his bed. They're so protective of Jeffrey. Like, they just know
he's different. And he doesn't like
him? And he doesn't like him, no. Like, he pets him.
He wants a little dog he can pick up.
He wants a little dog. And I was thinking about getting him a little dog to teach him responsibility, but I'm just afraid that a lot is going to follow me. And I don't want another dog. I'm not interested in having another dog. I don't want a dog sitting in my lap. I don't want one of them little lap dogs. So
Dexter's pretty cool. You want to take Dexter over your house for a couple of days? Andre, what you think?
No, not with two big dogs. You're not going to
win. I don't want that hamster.
Oh.
That's a mouse. That's a cool mouse.
You don't want to say, we've been over here talking about you. We showed your picture.
Andre, tell Andre to come over here.
No, we showed the skinny picture. Oh, I should have sent the picture of him on the couch. Remember that picture?
No, don't send that picture. Tell Andre to sit down and get in the thing.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. Fat face and all.
Look at your face.
Okay, can I first say, Andre, you're talking about training Kim.
I'm training Andre. We have made a decision. I'm going to be the trainer. Because he needs Andre,
Andre, we are committed to, because you already saw the red jumpsuit that I posted. I got 52 days to get a body type similar. That girl is 25 years younger than me, but to get my body tight where I don't have to wear a girdle and be trying to hold in my stomach. That is the body I want. Kim is trying to get it together because she wants her arms. She wants to be able to wear sleeveless. So I was telling her she needs to lift weights, the push-ups, the planks. So that's her, she really wants, that's her goal. Just so you know, because she talk a lot of mess and you probably won't even get that from all of the mess she's gonna be talking. So that's what she wants to focus on, and her ab strength. So we're committed to doing this.
Yeah, if you're committed, I'm committed. April. So show everybody your belly so we can see. This is your goal. Wait a minute, I'll send Chris the picture.
No, Kim. Don't do that. Stop emasculating.
I'm the impression of Kim. No.
But wait, why is Andre next to me and I can hear him breathing? Why are you breathing so loud? I'm fat.
I tell you, between you and Chris, Andre, y'all with the breathing, because this is Chris.
But see, what you don't know, Chris and I talk regularly. He trains MMA and I train.
Oh,
and we talk about so when we finally meet, we can work out together.
He's
out of shape and I'm out of shape. So neither one of us want to embarrass ourselves when we meet.
Yeah, this is for Andre. I'm getting in shape for Andre. Yeah.
I want to say this, Kim, for Andre. I've been hearing a lot, listeners. I know y'all love Chris, and I know you love Andre. Some of you guys have been trying to contact Andre privately through DM. And I've never put out this rule, but we don't fraternize with the clients. So all of y'all ladies who are DMing Chris and DMing Andre, sending him pictures and things of you in various levels of dress. You need to stop, because we don't fraternize with the clients. I've told Chris this, and I've told Andre this. Y'all gonna fool around and get them fired, okay? If I see one more picture.
What? I didn't say this at all.
Chris, I'm just saying, I obviously didn't sit down and talk to you two about the rules of Two Funny Mamas. But I've seen a couple pictures some of y'all ladies have sent to Andre as he was drooling over him. I looked over his shoulder. I just looked over his shoulder and I said, this looks like Two Funny Mamas listeners. And I was right, because Andre can't lie. Some of y'all sent pictures in various forms of dress, and you know who you are, ladies.
This is hilarious.
I'm just saying, we are all employees and we are here to serve, but not that kind of service. So I know y'all want to talk to Andre late at night. You want to talk to Chris after dark. You like his little snicker. But this must
this has zero to do with me. I fraternize with one person. I fraternize with one person.
Chris, I know you've been reading these comments.
And her name's Kim.
Look, these people make the comments, hey Chris, hey. Tell Chris I said hey.
I like the interaction. Yeah, they can interact.
Oh, it's COVID. What else are we supposed to do?
It's almost over. I mean, what ain't? We get vaccinated. We wear our mask.
Fraternize with people other than Two Funny Mamas listeners. Because I don't want to lose a listener over you doing your after dark talk, Andre. And you like sending pictures of you half naked anyway. So probably
his ass is almost about to knock over the damn computer. He ain't never been this big. He done shook the computer trying to get up. He's breathing hard. Y'all, we can't let Andre come back on this podcast for about a month. He got to drop now. Now I want you to go increase your water. Go get some water.
Oh my gosh.
Now what do you want to do first? You want to stretch or you want to get on the elliptical, Andre, huh? Take off your jean jacket because I don't want you passing out.
Stop that, Kim. Stop that. Oh gosh, that is so hysterical.
I get to be the trainer. Bro, he on the elliptical. Good job. There you go. Warm on up. Warm on up and I get to you. All right? There you go. Good job. That's what he said. He tell me, warm up for 10 minutes. All right?
I think
get off level one, Andre.
This is so good.
You need him over like me. You sure? I get it. Till you warm up. Go ahead. I'm going to get the weights.
I think this is a good place to end our podcast.
Yes. Yep. I got to go get my son up. He's up there hiding. He got his chores to do. Me and Andre got a script. He's going to help me read these lines. And whoo.
I am dying at the fraternization accusations. This is the funniest. This is so funny. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to y'all about that because I was like, this is getting out of control. Yeah.
What, okay. Because of the comment section?
This is really getting out of control.
Oh, I love it.
So well, I'm going to come up with a little formal plan. I'm going to send you a little binder. Two Funny Mamas binder. Yes. Rules and regulations for employees.
Oh, that'll be great.
We're going to end this podcast because Kim needs to go work out. I got to put my pole up. I got to work out.
Andre laughing at you.
I got a video of Andre just swinging around my pole. I don't know if he posted it. He tried to swing on my pole. No, he out of breath. Andre couldn't breathe. You tell him, Andre, you swung around my pole. You couldn't even breathe.
Hold up. Rodney calling. Hold on.
No, tell Rodney. And I got to talk to Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. We're doing a podcast. What's happening?
We tell him we're about to end it, and I'm going to call him tonight. I have to do a skit with Rodney.
Oh, no, I'll call you right back. We're about to end the podcast. I'll call you right back. All right.
Okay. Just really quickly about my pole. So I'm setting up my pole, and Jeffrey comes in as Meunier's setting up my pole. Meunier is Jeffrey's Manny. And Jeffrey, I'm so happy I got this pole to do my ab fitness. And Jeffrey goes, when I get a daughter, she's not going to be on that pole. That's the only time I felt like a hoe. Mm. I felt like such a hoe. Explain to my son, I'm not a stripper. Huh?
Did you tell him it was a workout situation?
I did. And he snickered like Chris. So
now I'm not going to get a pole. I'm not ripping out my whole ceiling in my house.
No, they're portable. You don't rip your ceiling out. You don't.
Like I'm not breaking my neck. I'm not. No, that pole gonna come.
I'm gonna send you some pictures. I'm gonna do. We gonna FaceTime while I do the pole, and I'm gonna show you.
All right, cool. Hey, y'all. Thank you for listening and watching Two Funny Mamas. We'll hit y'all up next week. We are still trying to get to our 100,000 followers. Please subscribe. Please tell people about it. Y'all have done so much for us, but this is our last ask for at least a month.
What? What are you talking about? You just lied. Like, you just lied.
I did lie.
You're not telling the truth.
They know I'm lying.
Okay.
They know I'm going to ask them for something else next month.
Tell them about the merchandise.
Oh, yeah. Please go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas and get you some masks and T-shirts and tote bags and everything with Two Funny Mamas stuff in it.
And if you want to know about our weight loss journey, Kim has lost 30 pounds on Weight Watchers. You can go to www.com. Tell them Kim sent you. If you want to win some money while you're losing weight, you can go to healthywage.com/Sherry and take this health journey with us of eating right and getting our portions under control. And we'll start some challenges. I think we're going to do this push-up challenge.
Andre told me he's going to do a health journey over there looking 8 months pregnant. She was trying to close out. Go ahead.
Kim, will you stop that?
What do you mean? Andre is big.
Okay, but you're not supposed to be telling people.
No, Andre need to know. You know, Andre, you've been thin all his life, and finally life has caught up with him, and I'm happy.
Thank you for watching us, the Two Funny Mamas, everybody. We love you.
Thank you for listening. All right, we out. Boom.
Two Funny Mamas. Two Funny Mamas. Funny mamas.